From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. NATO foreign ministers are holding year-end talks in Brussels. This week's NATO meeting comes just days after the European Union unveiled a plan for defense funding and research. A major item of discussion in this week's meeting is expected to be U.S. President-elect Donald Trump's approach to NATO. Trump's conflicting remarks about the Atlantic Alliance have fed European concerns. Here's NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg.
Just a few days ago, the U.S. Congress authorized a budget which quadrupled the funding for U.S. military presence in Europe.
Jens Stoltenberg saying the U.S. will continue to support NATO. An earthquake struck Indonesia's Sumatra Island Wednesday. The early morning quake was felt along Aceh Province's northeastern coast. It caused many buildings to collapse, and there are reports of injuries. Officials fear a number of people may be trapped under rubble. Venezuela's opposition decided not to attend a Tuesday meeting with government officials on defusing the country's political crisis. An opposition spokesman said authorities have yet to make compromises more than a month into the mediation effort. But he said opposition leaders would be staying with the dialogue system. Reports say Syria's Russian-backed army has entered rebel-held parts of Aleppo's old city, leaving rebel defenses on the verge of collapse. Details were sketchy late Tuesday, and it was not clear how far the government advance had gone. Meanwhile, Syrian monitors say the death toll from a Russian and Syrian air offensive that began late last month against rebel positions southwest of Aleppo has climbed past 300, and they say more than 1,000 have been wounded. This is VOA News. The United Nations has launched a four-year crisis response plan for Lebanon. Lisa Schlein takes a look.
The United Nations does not believe Lebanon is on the brink of collapse, but it warns there is a danger the country could implode if the Syrian refugee crisis is not well managed. Syrian refugees account for 30% of Lebanon's population. The UN Humanitarian Coordinator for Lebanon, Philippe Lazzarini, says it is critical that the international community continue its support for Lebanon and provide the funds needed to promote the crisis response plan. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
Iran's President Hassan Rouhani is threatening the United States with harsh reaction after Congress voted last week to renew sanctions against the country for an additional 10 years. Rouhani said if U.S. President Barack Obama implements the sanctions, it would mark what he called a blatant and clear breach of the nuclear agreement reached last year. Mr. Obama is expected to sign the Iran Sanctions Act into law before leaving office in January. His administration has said he does not believe the sanctions violate the nuclear accord. President Obama said his administration's shift in the tactics of fighting terrorism from bearing the brunt of the battle to creating multinational forces that engage local governments should be credited for the gains the United States has made against the Islamic State and Al-Qaeda terrorist networks. In his final major speech on national security, Mr. Obama praised the work done by various military units.
In that campaign, we have now hit ISIL with over 16,000 airstrikes. We have equipped and trained tens of thousands of partners on the ground. And today, the results are clear. ISIL has lost more than half its territory. ISIL has lost control of major population centers. Its morale is plummeting. Its recruitment is drying up. Its commanders and external plotters are being taken out, and local populations are turning against it.
Mr. Obama spoke at MacDill Air Force Base in Florida. Speaking in North Carolina Tuesday, President-elect Donald Trump formally announced the appointment of retired Marine General James Mattis to the position of Secretary of Defense. Mattis must be confirmed by the U.S. Congress. Earlier Tuesday, Trump briefed the media in the lobby of Trump Tower in New York City. He said he is continuing the vetting process for various positions in his new administration. Trump announced Tuesday that Japanese telecommunications company SoftBank Group plans to invest $50 billion into the U.S. economy and add 50,000 jobs. Briefly looking at markets on Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes up at the close of trade Tuesday. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.